Meister Sheni Perk Beis Mishnah Yud. Misha Hayu Mixus Banav Tamein Umiktsasan Tarim. A person that has half of his sons that are Tamei, half of them are Tar. He has a jug of wine, the jug is Tahar, and he has coins of Meister Sheni, and he wants to take these coins and redeem it onto this wine. But the problem is that the person that's Tamei is not allowed to drink from Meister Sheni, because like the Rambam and the Rav explained, because it's Kaddish. So what does he do? So the Mishnah says, Maniachas HaSel of Omer, so you should take the coin and say, Masha HaTarim Shoisim, that which the Tahar ones, the Tahar sons are going to drink, Selozu Mechulelo Salov. This coin is going to be Mechul on that drink, Nimtzu Taharim Utmeim Shoisim Mikadechan, and it's going to come out that the Tahar ones and the Tamei ones are going to end up drinking from the same pitcher. So the Rav explains that the drink that comes from the wine, that the ones that are Tahar are eventually going to drink, this Selah is going to be Mechulit. He uses the Lashon Me'achshav, the Rav explains, even from now. In other words, that which was going to be drunk by those Tahar people, that's going to end up being Meiser Sheni. And then it comes out that the drink that the Tamei sons were drinking was Chulin. And they were never really mixed. Because the wine that they drank is not Kaddish B'Kedushas Meiser. The only wine that becomes Meiser Sheni is the one that the Tahar ones drink retroactively. Now, the Shaila is, when did this actually become Meiser Sheni? It's Mashman the Rav, because he says Me'achshav, that it should happen right away, L'mafreya. And there are those that learn, the first pshat is to learn that this is going like Rabbi Meir, that he holds of Breira, even Midiraisa, because this is dealing with Midiraisa. And this is the way the Ravid learns, and it would come out that this Mishnah is not Kehilchasa, according to the Tosfos Yontif. But to those that learn, they bring the Kesef Mishnah, that even though I guess the Rav says Me'achshav, that it should go L'mafreya retroactively, it doesn't really mean that the Meiser is going to be Chal right now when he has this coin. Rather, what's happening is that the Meiser Sheni is going to be Chal much later on, right before they drink it. So the problem with that also is, I think the Mishnah Rishon is asking this too, is that even if it's right before they drink it, if you make something Meiser Sheni right before they drink it, in that same pitcher, the second that it becomes Meiser Sheni, it touches all the other wine that's in the pitcher, and then at the end, the Tamei guy is going to be drinking from the same thing. So the Tiferes Yisrael actually explains that it only becomes separated in Meiser Sheni after it's poured from the pitcher into their cups. So now, in the past, when the guy said that this coin is going to be Meiser Sheni, he has in mind that the chalos of the Meiser Sheni is going to happen after the pitcher is poured into separate cups. And if you say like that, that's not called Breira. Breira is only totally retroactively. Here, you're saying something to happen in the future, even though you need something clarified, which wine goes into which cup. That's not really called Breira. Breira means that this was clarified is the way that it always was, even retroactively. So therefore, if you say like that, then it's not a problem of Breira, and this Mishnah is not a Das Yochid, it's not just Rabbi Meir. This is the way that Taisus Yontif seems to learn. This is how the Tiferes Yisrael explains it as well.